What's up, guys? I'm Omar. This is simply the best wrestling podcast. This is the first episode, so you know what you want to do. You're going to want to hit that subscribe button, hit that like button, and go follow me on Twitter, because you know you definitely want to follow me on Twitter. I'm freaking amazing on that, so go ahead and follow me. So, last night's Raw was awesome. I loved it. It was freaking amazing. We had, right off the bat, we had Bray Wyatt and a John Cena, you know, segment, which was pretty good. Creepy, yeah, really creepy. I wasn't really paying attention in the beginning because, you know, I never really do like it when they start a start the show with a 20-minute promo and all that stuff. So, excuse me, I was not really paying attention. So I was just on my phone playing that stupid piano tile game that everyone's playing. So I was playing that, and then all of a sudden I just start hearing kids like singing and stuff. So I ended up looking, and all of a sudden these like kids with goat masks came up, and I was like, wait, really? This is kind of weird. So it looks like they're trying to make Cena look like a bad guy now. Like they're trying to make him, I guess, try to find the monster inside him or something. But I don't think it's going to happen. It's John Cena we're talking about. It's not anybody out of the ordinary or anything. But yeah, if that were to happen, that'd be pretty cool. But I doubt it. So. And after that, we had a match. The first match of the night was the Usos defending their titles against Ryback. So, really good match. I'll give it maybe like a 3 out of 5 stars maybe because of the length of the match. So yeah, pretty good match. I love the ending where the Usos, what's his name? Axel ended up doing the fisherman suplex to one of the brothers, and then the other Uso jumped on him while he was trying to pin him. It was really, really cool. I did not expect that. So other than that, really good match. Next, we had Sheamus versus Titus O'Neil. Obviously, Sheamus defeated Titus, but Titus got the upper hand at the beginning because he attacked him right before the match started. He attacked him at the entrance ramp, which was pretty cool. I did not expect that either, but filler match. Obviously, it was a filler match. It wasn't the best. And then we had Hugh Jackman and Dolph Ziggler, I guess, burying the hatchet. And then they had Sandow come out dressed as Magneto, which was pretty funny because I did not expect that at all. I knew he was going to come out, but I didn't think he was going to come out as Magneto, which was pretty funny. We had Magneto, I guess, do some telekinesis powers or whatever he does, and Hugh Jackman was just playing along with it, and he ended up doing like the lariat or the where you pick somebody up and just throw them, I guess. I forgot what it's called. I think it's an arm drag or something. But I don't get it. I mean, like, if you're a star, I guess every star, they teach them how to do the arm drag only, mainly because they don't want them to do anything insane, like, or big. So I could see why they did that. Other than that, funny segment. We had Cesaro versus Swagger. Pretty good match. Cesaro defeated Swagger because of Paul Heyman, I think, attacking Zeb Coulter. I think that's what happened. I'm pretty sure that's what happened. I get a, you know, long day at work. So, yeah. So I remember this. He was grabbing his mustache, and he was grabbing Zeb's mustache, and then Swagger, I guess, tried to stop him, and then he got the German suplex, and that's how Cesaro won. Pretty funny. Pretty cool. We had Del Rio facing Cody Rhodes. Simple match, filler. Nothing really new. It's just to further Cody's heel turn, pretty much. We had Alexander Rusev versus Xavier Woods, which ended in a disqualification because of R-Truth, I believe, attacking Alexander. So yeah, filler match, really stupid. I don't know why they're just wasting their time. They should just have Rusev face somebody big. They should have just put Rusev against Langston, but I think that's rushing. But yeah, we had 3MB versus Los Matadores. I'm not going to review that. It's pointless. Stephanie McMahon apologizing to Daniel Bryan, which was okay in a way, but it wasn't the best. You know why? Mainly because I don't like the fact that it's only Stephanie now trying to get Daniel Bryan out of the spotlight. I would have liked it to be somebody else, not just Kane and Stephanie, because now it looks like Triple H couldn't get the job done, which obviously he couldn't. So I don't know where they're gonna go with this, if they're gonna keep it. So far, Kane's facing Daniel. I doubt that they're gonna give Kane the championship this Sunday, so we'll just have to watch it. The Divas Championship match. I was surprised they were gonna do this. Brie Bella versus Paige. I did not expect that to happen, but it happened. So pretty good match just for the 2 minutes. And then Kane showed up, interrupted the match. Daniel Bryan came for the save. Daniel Bryan ended up getting chokeslammed. Nikki Bella kicked Kane a couple times so that she can get away. And, you know, simple evil segment. We had Bad News Barrett versus RVD in a number one contenders match for the Intercontinental Championship. Bad News Barrett defeated Rob Van Dam, and I was really happy because I did not want Rob Van Dam to be number one contender. And not that I don't like Rob Van Dam, I'm in love with him. He's freaking awesome. I mean, he's a legend. He's definitely going to be a legend. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame. But you got to give it to the younger guys. You got to give it to Bad News Barrett. You know, you got to up and coming stars. But Barrett isn't really an up and coming star, but, you know, he doesn't have too many championships under his belt just yet. So, in conclusion of that segment, Bad News Barrett defeated Rob Van Dam. After the match, Cesaro and Swagger attacked Van Dam, but Van Dam got away, hit the 5-star on Cesaro. And now we have a triple threat match. I just got that in now. I see that on my phone that there's going to be a triple threat match this Sunday, which is freaking awesome, between Cesaro, Van Dam, and Swagger. I mean, I kind of called it last night when all the match was ending and stuff, and when all that happened between Cesaro, Van Dam, and Swagger, I was expecting it. I had a feeling they were going to do it. I did not know they were actually going to go with it. So I feel like I predicted it. So I get all the credit. So screw you guys. We had Roman Reigns versus Randy Orton for the main event that went to a no contest because Triple H ended up distracting Roman, and then the Shield attacked Triple H and Batista. And then Roman Reigns wanted to get a little bit of that, so he went out and started fighting, and that's what led to the no contest. Evolution actually had the upper hand throughout the whole segment, and I think it was just like the last 2 minutes where the Shield came back. It was pretty awesome. I was actually hoping the Shield would come back, because I wouldn't have really been convinced that the Shield would beat Evolution if Evolution pretty much beat them down throughout the whole segment and then ended the show with Evolution up and the Shield down. So it like the vibe of it wouldn't have been cool, you know, like I wouldn't have been into it. So yeah, in conclusion, this whole Raw was awesome. I was not expecting a good Raw, but I just want to point out something that Ric Flair, I have a feeling that he's going to be interfering in that match this Sunday. I think he will be, mainly because of the way he came out and he just acted and stuff. Like, you know, Ric Flair is going to do something. You know, he's up to no good sometimes. So I think Ric Flair is going to end up screwing the Shield this Sunday and having Evolution win. So that's my prediction. So yeah, hit that subscribe button, hit the like button, follow me on Twitter, because you know you want to follow me on Twitter. I'm freaking amazing on Twitter. You have nothing else to do, so go ahead and follow me. Yeah, so great first episode. Bye.